Monday is a little bit sunnier in the morning, and the temperatures start to climb back up to the mid-40s. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners. And from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. And from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Calicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncalicoon.com. Kathy Geary, welcome to Now and Then. Today's program, we're going to be listening to live performances, recordings of live performances. Some of my favorite recordings are when you get a live performance. So today's program, we're going to be listening to some recordings from Carole King, from Phil Oakes, from Frank Zappa, and from The Police. So we're going to be traveling around genre-wise. But everything today is going to be from a live performance. There's something remarkable that happens in a live performance. Carole King had a career writing songs that other people were recording. She finally recorded her own album called Tapestry, which was released in February of 1971. She's only 28 years old when she does this recording. And I don't think that she ever did a big tour in support of this album. That's the way that a lot of music is handled today. You release an album, and then you do a gigantic tour to promote it. Well, Carole King played a concert in Carnegie Hall. She released Tapestry in February, and in June 18th, 1971, she does a Carnegie Hall concert. So we're going to hear the very beginning of the concert. We're going to hear the first two songs that she sings. Now, this is her alone on stage with a piano singing for over an hour. She does 17 songs in this concert. That is a remarkable feat for a singer. And what's really spectacular is that her voice is as fresh. She's really warmed up by the time she gets to that last song that she does, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. Carole King is an amazing performer. And the other thing I really want you to hear about this performance is that she writes these songs, and when she performs them, she's a solo performer. If she wanted to change them up, she could. She could take a different tempo. She could change up the words, which is what most performers do, but not in this concert. Carole King performs these songs live almost exactly the way she recorded them in the studio. There's a certain level of professionalism about her approach to the music. She's doing a job. She's a songwriter. She's a singer. It's not about her ego. And she goes out there and she performs live in Carnegie Hall, June 18th, 1971. Carole King.
Thank you. I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down.
trembling whenever you're around. Ooh, baby, when I see your face, mellow as the month of May. Oh, darling, I can't stand it when you look at me that way. Hey, I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down. I feel my heart start to tremble whenever you're
This is probably a sure way to get applause, but I was born in Brooklyn. And so coming back to New York is, for me, home again. Sometimes I wonder if I'm ever gonna make it home again. It's so far and out of sight. I really need someone to talk to, and nobody else knows how to comfort me tonight. Snow is cold, rain is wet, chills my soul right to the marrow. I won't be happy till I see you alone again, till I'm home again and feeling right. Till I see you alone again, till I'm home again and feeling right. Till I'm home again and feeling right. I wanna be home again and feeling right. Thank you. Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel uninspired. And when I knew I'd have to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind. Your love was the key to my peace of mind. 'Cause you make me feel, you woman. When my soul was in the lost and found, you came along to claim it. I didn't know just what was wrong with me till your kiss helped me name it. Now I'm no longer doubtful of what I'm living for. 'Cause if I make you happy, I don't need to do more. You make me feel, you make me feel, like a natural woman. Oh, baby, what you done to me? You make me feel so good inside. And I just wanna be close to you. You make me feel so alive. You make me feel, you know you make me feel, you make me feel like a natural, natural woman. You make me feel, you make me feel, you make me feel like a natural woman, natural woman.
Remarkable performance, a songwriter, a singer, Carole King, live at Carnegie Hall, 28 years old, right after she released Tapestry, a lifetime of creativity. She's received 4 Grammy Awards. In 2013, she was the very first woman who was ever awarded the Library of Congress Gershwin Prize for Popular Song. She was also a Kennedy Center honoree in 2015. Carole King, remarkable performance. Wow. So Carnegie Hall, you know, I'm listening in the headphones to this recording, and I'm astounded at her capacity as a performer, you know, the piano, but how her voice sounded. There's a reverb, there's a sound in Carnegie Hall. Now, she's playing through amplified equipment. She's got a microphone, she's got an amplifier, but there's a reverb sound that happens in Carnegie Hall that's captured on this recording. You know, reverb is an effect that you usually use through a soundboard, but when you perform in a place like Carnegie Hall, there's a sound to the room, and you can hear it in that recording. What a remarkable recording. So Carnegie Hall, Carole King did that recording in June of 1971. Well, about a year before that, there was another concert at Carnegie Hall from another singer-songwriter, a contemporary of hers, Phil Oakes. Phil Oakes did a pretty notorious concert at Carnegie Hall on March 27th in 1970. A recording of the concert was released, and it's called Gunfight at Carnegie Hall. And the cover of the album is really quite humorous. It looks like an old movie poster of like a Mexican bandito with bullets across his chest and a gun, and then he's got his guitar, and it's kind of like Johnny Guitar Hero or something. And the music that Phil Oakes does in this concert, this was his very last album, Gunfight at Carnegie Hall. He does rock and roll songs from the 50s, and then he does his own original music. He does a medley of Buddy Holly songs. He does an Elvis Presley medley. He does Okie from Muskogee, the Merle Haggard song. We're going to listen to his original songs from this recording. But there's a little bit more about the story of this recording that I really want to share with you. Okay, so Elvis Presley had this gold lamé suit. Well, Phil Oakes got one, and that's what he's wearing in this concert. Gold lamé jacket, gold lamé pants, right? So it's March 27th, and he's doing his concert. But halfway through the concert, before the concert is over, they had to cut the concert short because there was a bomb threat. Someone telephoned in a bomb threat. Well, you know, Phil Oakes was a very big protest songwriter, very activist, very politically outspoken. You're going to hear some of that when he speaks from the stage. And so they cut the first show short. So there's all these fans, and they're harassing him, you know, after the performance that it was canceled, and he promises to get them into the second show for free. So they go to the box office. Phil Oakes and these people go to the box office, but it's locked. So Phil smashes the glass on the box office window to break into the lockbox, and he cuts his thumb. So he does his second show with a bandage hand, and he tells the audience the story. So the second show at Carnegie Hall, now Carnegie Hall, please, classical venue, they're not used to rock and roll so much. So the second show that Phil Oakes does starts at midnight, and it goes on for over 3 hours. And so Carnegie Hall cuts the power to the microphones while he's still in the middle of performing a medley of Elvis songs. So the audience starts chanting, and everybody, we want power. And then the Carnegie Hall turns the lights back on. Oh, geez. Well, that's the he was not allowed to perform at Carnegie Hall again. So, and A&M, his label at the time, refused to release the recordings. It took them, after his performance, it was 4 years before these recordings were released, and they were not released in America. They were only released in Canada. It was 20 years later before the Gunfight at Carnegie Hall was released in America. and I happen to have a copy of it. So we're going to listen to two songs. This is Phil Oakes. He's 30 years old. He dies when he's young. He's only 36 years old when he decides to leave. So he's at the height of his powers. This is Phil Oakes, live at Carnegie Hall. Gunfight at Carnegie Hall. We'll hear two of his original songs. Phil Oakes.
To the Battle of New Orleans at the end of the early British War. Young land started growing, young blood started flowing, but I ain't marching anymore. For I killed my share of engines in a thousand different fights. I was there at the little big farm. I heard many men lying, I saw many more dying, but I ain't marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, it's always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with the saber and the gun, tell me is it worth it all? For I stole California from the Mexican land, fought in the bloody Civil War. Yes, I even killed my brothers, so many others, but I ain't marching anymore. For I marched to the battles of the German trench in a war that was bound to end all wars. Oh, I must have killed a million men, now they want me back again, but I ain't marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, it's always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with the saber and the gun, tell me is it worth it all? For I flew the final mission in the Japanese skies, set off the mighty mushroom roar. When I saw the cities burning, knew that I was learning that I ain't marching anymore. Now the labor leader is screaming when they close a missile plant. United Fruit screams at the Cuban shore. Call it peace or call it treason, call it love or call it reason, but I ain't marching anymore. No, I ain't marching anymore.
It used to be all the songwriters were left-wing types. And now, as we get toward a fascist America, which is coming in the 70s in a big way, we start to see a change in the right wing. The right wing usually does without artists. They usually have to rely on William Buckley and his good looks and a lot of television time to present the facade that the right wing has a mind or a sense of art. Which Buckley has, but which the right wing doesn't have. Now, just lately they've come up with an artist, a genuine songwriter who's as good as anybody around. His name is Merle Haggard. And now look, let's not be like Spiro Agnew. Let's not be narrow-minded Americans. You can be a bigot from all sides. You can be a bigot against blacks. You can be a bigot against music, you know? I think what we're doing up here is music. I think it should be heard. Here's a song called Pleasures of the Harbor.
Pleasures of the Harbor. They've lived the test to carry to the shore, straining at the oars or staring from the rail. And the sea bids farewell. She waves and swells and sends them on their way. Time has been her pay, and time will have to tell. Oh, soon your sailing will be over. Come and take the pleasures of the harbor. And the anchor hits the sand. Hungry hands have tied them to the port. The hour will be short for leisure on the land. And the girls scent the air. They seem so fair, with paint upon their face, soft as their embrace, to lead them up the stairs. Oh, soon your sailing will be over. Come and take the pleasures of the harbor. Dark and dim, touch of skin, he asks her of her name. She answers with no shame and not a sense of sin. Till the fingers draw the blind, sip of wine, cigarette of doubt. The candle is blown out, the darkness is so kind. Oh, see. Sailing will be over. Come and take the pleasures of the harbor. In the bar hangs a cloud, whiskey's loud, there's laughter in their eyes. The lonely in disguise are clinging to the crowd. And the bottle fills the glass, his is fast, he's trembling for the taste of passion gone to waste in memories of the past. Oh, soon your sailing will be over. Come and take the pleasures of the harbor. In the alley, red with rain, smile, teasing all the while, now dancing down the drain. Till the boy reach the dock, gently mock and lift him on their backs, pay him on his wrath and leave beneath the light. Oh, soon your sailing will be over. Pleasures of the harbor. And the ship sets the sail. They've lived the tales to carry from shore, straining at the oars or staring from the rail. And the sea bids farewell. She waves and swells and sends them on their way. Time has been her pay, and time will have to tell. Oh, soon your sailing will be over. Come and take the pleasures of the harbor.
I am gold. I am money. I am hip. I am moral. I am everything. I am America. I own the world. Tape from California. Let's take it away.
Phil Oakes. Gunfight at Carnegie Hall, recorded live in March 27th in 1970. It's interesting to hear his observations in between his songs, the political stance that he took, and how clearly outspoken he was. Yes, live performance. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. On today's program, we're listening to recordings of live performances, and there's obviously an incredible energy that you get when you hear these recordings. You know, Carole King and Phil Oakes both live in Carnegie Hall. And Carnegie Hall, a classical venue. And I love hearing live recordings, especially of classical music. And I suppose the difference might be that when you hear an operatic aria performed live, it enters a certain realm of virtuosity. It's like an Olympic event. The coordination and the difficulty of executing the melody, of doing the rhythms, is a virtuoso thing. Just the coordination and the facility to have the skill to perform the melody. And it's like walking a tightrope when you see a live concert pianist playing Liszt. It's the virtuosity that is on the line in the performance. And the level of precision and the level of perfection goes way up in a classical concert versus a rock and roll concert, which has more to do about how far can you push the extreme of the emotion. So maybe you wonder, where are you going with this, Kath? Hey, I am going to play Frank Zappa. Frank Zappa is a virtuoso lead guitar player and a master orchestrator and composer. I listened to a lot of Frank Zappa's recordings as they came out live, Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention, and then Frank Zappa as a solo performer. And one of the things, you know, and I heard a lot of his live recordings, are always remarkable, but I loved the studio albums. And it was only recently that I found out about the technique that Frank Zappa used in all of his studio albums. He had a technique called xenochrony. That's his own word, X-E-N-O-C-H-R-O-N-Y, xenochrony. And what it means is he would take a live performance and he would take a piece of that live performance, like the guitar lead, and he would take it into the studio and he would use just that piece with a studio recording. Or he would take like a basic track from a live recording and then do a bunch of studio overdubs. But the idea that he would take a bass line from a live recording, bring it into a studio, take a drum part from a different performance and bring it into the studio, and mix these different performances that happened at different times into a studio track, I mean, it just makes my mind spin, because this is 1979. We're going to listen to Chic Your Booty. Recorded in 1979. Now, you don't have the digital facility to cut and paste in Adobe Audition or in SoundForge or in some digital editing tool. I believe that two things had to happen. It was either, you know, a razor blade and an analog tape, or it was some kind of complicated mix down through a board. I don't know how he did it, but I was astounded to find out, because I've listened to his music for so long. So Frank Zappa, brace yourself. It's fabulous. We're going to be listening to this song called Yo Mama from Chic Your Booty. Now, it's kind of a long song. Now, here's the deal. It's three different performances overdubbed and mixed together along with studio tracks. And you can't, I was blown away when I found that out. The vocal, the lead vocal, and that's Frank singing, was recorded on February the 28th in 1978 at the Hammersmith Odeon, which is a performance venue in London, in the United Kingdom. The guitar solo, the lead guitar solo, was recorded 3 days earlier on February the 25th, 1978, in the Heimerlein Hall in Neunkirchen am Brand in Germany. Okay? The backing track for the solos were recorded on another day, January the 27th, 1978, back at the Hammersmith Odeon in London, United Kingdom. So, hey, Frank Zappa, shake your booty. One other thing I want to say, and then we're going to play the music, I promise, is that Frank Zappa has a very eccentric sense of humor. He really, really pushes the limits on his humor. And it's so easy to get sucked into the humor when he's saying, "Yo mama, maybe you should live with your mama and she can cook for you." You know, you get so distracted or engaged or entertained perhaps by the lyrics that the depth of the music can escape you. The music is startlingly serious and magnificent. And I hope you feel the same way. Let's listen to Shake Your Booty. This is Yo Mama, Frank Zappa.
Stay with your mama. She could do your laundry and cook for you. Maybe you should stay with your mama. You're really kinda stupid and ugly too. Maybe you should stay with your mama. She could do your laundry and cook for you. Maybe you should stay with your mama. You're really kinda stupid and ugly too. You ain't really made for being out in the street. Ain't much hope for a fool like you. Cause if you play the game, you will get beat. Maybe you should stay with your mama. She could do your laundry and cook for you. Maybe you should stay with your mama. You're really kinda stupid and ugly too. And you should never smoke in pajamas. You might start a fire and burn your face. Maybe you'll return to Managua. You could go unnoticed in such a place. We'll be right back.
Frank Zappa from Shake Your Booty. Or is it Shake Your Booty? There he is wearing an Arab headdress. And the title of the album is spelled Sheik, S-H-E-I-K, Y-E-R-B-O-U-T-I, Sheik, as in Sheik, your booty, Frank Zappa. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. So live performances, okay, virtuosity. Okay, let's imagine that there's a trio of men, and each one of them is an outstanding virtuoso. I'm talking about the Police. Sting is the bass player and the songwriter. Stuart Copeland on drums and percussion, and Andy Summers on guitar. They had a reunion tour in 2007, and we're talking a large arena, a stadium, the River Plate Stadium. This is the kind of live concert that, you know, what are we talking, 50,000, 100,000? How many hundred thousands of people have seen the Police live? So live in Buenos Aires, in Argentina, in December of 2007, the Police live. And this is vinyl, by the way, in case you're curious. Here we go.
Suburban family morning, grandmother screaming at the wall. We have to shout about the dinner of our Rice Krispies. We can hear everybody. Another chance to live and leave our boredom and frustration. And we know our suicides are faithless. Danny only stares into the distance. There's only so much more that he can take. And boy, something crawls from the slime at the bottom of the dark Scottish lake. Another industrial working morning. The factory bounces filth into the sky. He walks unhindered through the picket lines today. He doesn't think to wonder why. Oh, the secretary's bowed and preload. Cheap tops in the red light street. And all he ever thinks to do is wash. And every single meeting with his so-called superior is the humiliating kick in the crush. Whoa! Man, am I awake? Something crossed to the surface of a dark Scottish lake. We'll be right back.
like lemmings and coal shining metal boxes. Contestants in a suicide race. Oh, a tiny grip slow wheeling stares alone into the distance. He knows there's something so high has to pay. She's a fiery one now, moving in his headlights. The pain upstairs that makes his eyebrows ache. Baby, there's a shadow on the door of a cottage on the shore.
Yeah. out too, but your girlfriend said that you don't ever wanna see me again. Your brother gonna kill me at his 6'10". I guess you'd call it cowardice. I'm not prepared to go on like this. I can't. I can't stand losing my head. I can't stand losing my head. I can't stand losing you. 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 I see you sent my letter back, my LP record and then I scratched. I can't see the point in another day when nobody listened to a word I said. You can call it lack of confidence. To carry on even doesn't make no sense. I can't.
The Police, Certifiable Sting, Stuart Copeland, Andy Summers, live in Buenos Aires. Man, we had quite a trip today, going all the way from back in the 70s at Carnegie Hall with Carole King and Phil Oakes, stopping off in the recording studio and live in Germany and over in England with Frank Zappa, and then ending up in a gigantic stadium with The Police live in Buenos Aires from 2007. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the program today. Thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Calicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10.